Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find out all about the age of the customer that I've been telling you about for several years. And but if you go to ageofthecustomer.com, you can find out all about the book and all the things that I say in the book about what you need to be working on. And you can learn about it whether you buy the book or not. But if you want to buy the book, go to ageofthecustomer.com or go just to Amazon if you want. But if you go to ageofthecustomer.com, you can link to Amazon or Books A Million. Or we'll send you an autographed copy if you want to buy it from us. So check that out. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Lee Stollard. Michael is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. E Pluribus Partners is his company. And we're talking about the things that you absolutely must do, the essential things to have excellent customer service, whether that's internal customers or our external customers. Right, Michael?
Yes, right. And we talked about just how important it is that the supervisor is focused on engaging those employees, because the statistics show that so few people in customer service are engaged. So it's a competitive advantage if you engage those employees.
So what is the one absolute essential for excellent customer service?
Well, I would say number one, well, is in terms of motivating that employee and getting them, the absolute essential is making sure that employee is engaged.
So you think there's not a chicken or egg. You think the egg comes first, and that's the employee, not that you got to start with the employees, not the customer.
Well, I think you could misconstrue that statement, right? I would say that you need to understand the employee, make sure you get them in a role that's a good fit for them. Because there's some people certainly should not be in customer service. You know, they're not good listeners. If they're not enthusiastic about the business, that's going to translate in the way they interact with customers. And
right. That's
what we're seeing in these statistics. So getting employees who are engaged is really critical. And so that kind of takes us back to what do we have to do to get employees engaged who work on the front lines? And this applies not only to customer service, but it applies to sales. Because you remember I said that it was the lowest group in the company surveyed was customer service in terms of engagement.
Wow.
But sales was not far behind. Sales, 6% of employees were engaged who were in customer service, 11% who were in sales.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So make sure the first thing, the absolute essential is get as many of your people engaged as possible. But you and I both know that that's not really something. It's not possible to have 100% engagement.
It's not possible to have 100% engagement. Absolutely.
What can you hope for? 2/3?
Well, yeah, there are
because
one third
is going to be engaged. What have we learned now, Michael? One third is engaged, one third sort of engaged, and one third is disengaged.
Well, it's about 30% are engaged, 50% are not engaged, and then roughly the balance are actively disengaged.
Actively
so
disengaged.
They're working against
they're troublemakers.
Your organization.
So
right.
You're 50%. So you got to get rid of the third group and work on improving the 50% without taking for granted the 30%.
Yep, that's where the opportunity is. So I think just some of the things to keep in mind are, number one, taking the time to get to know your direct reports. You know, so if you're a sales manager or a customer service manager, spending the time to get to know the people you work for them. Keeping them in the loop so they're aware of what your company's up to. What are your objectives in the near term? How are you making progress on those? Give them an opportunity to share their voice. Look for ways they can improve the business. You know, ask them to come up with ways to cut costs or ways to grow the business. Some small businesses have done that, and they've, as a result, launched entirely new businesses that have come out of their business. I think of Tasty Bakeries in suburban Chicago. They've done that. They've sit down with their employees and asked them to come up with ideas to grow their revenues and reduce their expenses, and it's resulted in new businesses they've created.
Mm-hmm. So it would seem to me, another thing would seem to me would be, you know, to make sure that, I mean, just realize that your people want to be successful just like you want to be successful. But they've chosen to seek their success as an employee of this company. But that doesn't mean, just because they have an assignment rather than a business that they own or a division that they run, that assignment is how they want to find their success. So you need to help them find that success, help them be successful. And it seems to me that's one huge thing, Michael. And the other thing is, whenever they excel, make sure they're recognized. But if they ever come up with a great idea, this is one of the biggest things that I've heard in my career, is a boss stealing an employee's good idea.
Oh, yeah, and that just really sabotages their engagement.
It's not just theirs. I mean, that ripples through the whole organization.
Yeah, because other people see it.
They know that. They know what's going on.
Right, so if you can make it, if you can get ideas from them and then make them the heroes, it really engages not only them, but the people who see that.
Aren't the leaders with the highest engagement, aren't they servant leaders?
Absolutely. And what's so interesting, you know, some people I find have a problem with that term, Jim, just servant. But what I found is the best leaders, they, number one, they feel they're serving customers.
Yeah.
You know, they have a passion about what they're doing. And so they see it as serving customers. And they see it as serving the people who are serving customers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of two levels of a servant's mindset.
You subordinate and you aggregate, folks. Servant leaders subordinate their success to the success of their people, and then they aggregate all of that success under their wing of success. That's what they do. That's what servant leaders do. Going to be right back with Michael Stollard. Michael, quickly, your website.
It is Fired Up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.